AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Army brings charges against Sergeant Bo Bergdahl.
Desertion with intent to shirk important or hazardous duty and misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command, unit, or place, and has referred the case to an Article 32 preliminary hearing.
Army Forces Command spokesman Colonel Daniel J.W. King. Bergdahl was held by the Taliban for 5 years after he walked away from his unit in Afghanistan in 2009. The government swapped 5 Taliban commanders for him in May of last year. Former judge advocate Greg Grinke says the Army may be trying to find a way out for Bergdahl.
I don't think they are looking for him to serve jail time. I think what they're looking for is for the defense to put in a discharge in lieu of court-martial.
The misbehavior charge is the most serious, carrying a sentence of up to life in prison. Bergdahl still has a lot of support in his home state of Idaho. A state lawmaker, Christy Perry, says she's disappointed, adding that to her, he's already paid for any wrongdoing by spending 5 years with the Taliban. The House has passed a GOP budget plan that calls for spending cuts to eliminate federal deficits over the next 10 years. Jerry Boatlander has more.
Republicans say the more than $5 trillion worth of cuts in their budget would eliminate the deficit in 10 years. Some of the savings coming from the repeal of the health care law, as well as the scaling back of benefit programs. This is California's Tom McClintock.
Follows principles that have time and again consistently and rapidly produced economic expansion and prosperity.
One Democrat called the GOP plan financial hocus-pocus. Another warned it'll hurt average Americans.
It widens the gap between the haves and the have-nots.
The Senate appears poised to approve a similar budget. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
This is AP Radio News. Former University of Oklahoma SAE fraternity member Levi Pettit apologizes for leading fellow frat members in a racist chant.
I never thought of myself as a racist. I never considered it a possibility. But the bottom line is that the words that were said in that chant were mean, hateful, and racist.
New York City marks the anniversary of a devastating fire.
25 years ago, a man whose ex-girlfriend was checking coats at a South Bronx nightclub splashed a can of gasoline at the club's only exit, lit 2 matches, and pulled down the gate. 87 people were killed in the Happy Land Social Club fire. A quarter century later, the neighborhood still feels their loss.
The community, just the loss for the community as a whole, there aren't enough words to describe that.
Pablo Blanco was 15 at the time. He lost an uncle in the fire and might have lost his mother as well, but for her sister's headache that kept them home. The arsonist, convicted of 2 counts of murder for each victim, was recently rejected for parole. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.